Radio Prague News.
The Egyptian army has mounted guard at a Czech archaeological site subject to attack. A member of a Czech Austrian noble family has won the right to pursue her restitution claims. And the Ministry of Transport has reportedly rejected plans to widen the main Prague-Brno motorway to 3 lanes. Czech archaeologists say that a burial site of the pharaohs where they have been excavating not far from Cairo, Egypt, has been put under army guard. The move has been taken to stop the site being pillaged and vandalised, according to excavation team leader Miroslav Barta. Objects at the site were attacked on Monday, with the extent of the damage still to be ascertained. The attacks came during unrest in the country and demonstrations calling for the current rulers to step down. Czech archaeologists have been working at the site for more than 50 years. The Supreme Administrative Court has given a member of a Czech-Austrian noble family the opportunity to reopen property restitution claims, according to Czech news agency. The agency says Alzbeta Pezoldova succeeded in 3 appeals against an earlier ruling by a prior court and can now proceed with her claims. Those claims centre on property around Pilsen, Klatovy and Jindrichov Hradec. Pezoldova belongs to one wing of the Schwarzenberg noble family through adopted grandfather Adolf Schwarzenberg. She has fought a long battle for the return of property taken by the Nazis and then by the Czechoslovak state after World War II. The Ministry of Transport has rejected plans to turn the country's main motorway between Prague and Brno into a 3-lane highway for a large part of its length, according to the news server aktualny.cz. Instead of adding an extra lane along a 160-kilometre stretch of the motorway, the existing lanes will be widened. The Ministry of Transport eventually decided that the 50 billion crown extra cost of an extra lane in each direction was too high compared with the cheaper reconstruction option billed at around 20 billion crowns. The major reconstruction is set to start in 2017. Czech doctors are meeting on Tuesday to decide what further steps to take in negotiations with the government over higher pay and the end of a campaign by doctors to quit their posts. Talks between the two sides stalled on Monday. Doctors say they have two basic demands, that a promised 2 billion cash injection promised by the government goes exclusively to doctors, and that all those who want to return to hospitals where they have given notice will be allowed to do so. Around 4,000 doctors, a quarter of the total working in hospitals, have handed in their resignation in a campaign for higher pay. Doctors say the ongoing campaign of resignations will only be called off if their demands are met. In tennis, the 2 times winner of junior titles in the Australian Open, Jiří Veselý, has been named in the Czech squad for the first round Davis Cup match against Kazakhstan in March. The 17-year-old won both the boys' singles and doubles titles in Melbourne and has a chance of supplementing the Czech first-choice players Radek Štěpánek and Tomáš Berdych. The Czech team reached the finals of the Davis Cup last year, losing to holders Spain. And finally, a look at the weather. The coming days should continue partly cloudy, with daytime temperatures creeping just above 0 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows may reach -8. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.